We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. Welcome back. If you listen to the first hour, this is still the Freedom Ministry. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. And if you wish to reach me, you can by emailing me at chrsswtzr@gmail.com. It's my first and last name without vowels. So chrisswitzer@gmail.com without the vowels. You can check out my work online at bitchute.com, an alternative to YouTube, bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry. And it's anyone's guess how long my material will be up there as things rapidly progress toward the ultimate conclusion. They must and will censor the truth. So the closer you are to the mark, your content will be slated for eradication. Until then, you can check out my work there. And I just posted a video driving the points I'm trying to make home to you as it pertains to Scripture and Father's Word, and who's who and who's Jew. As the late Dr. James Wickstrom used to say pointedly. But we are reading from a book called Pawns in the Game, written by Commander William Guy Carr. He was in the Canadian Royal Navy, and this was published in 1958. I just read about nerve gas, right? And it being a fluorine, gaseous, toxic element. When you hear fluorine, what do you think? Fluoride, right? And when you look up fluorine, fluoride, you'll see the difference they try to tell us is just that fluoride is just the positively charged of the negative fluorine element. And fluoride is a compound. I don't know about you, but I'm just not comfortable consuming something related or derived from the same element as fluorine, knowing how deadly and toxic it is to organic matter, aka your body. Your body's a temple, folks. God said to treat your body as a temple. It's your material temple for your spiritual temple, okay? It is your vessel. What you put in your body is of grave importance. You are what you eat To a degree, it's very true. So do not allow yourself, your loved ones, or especially your children, the little ones, consume deadly poisons, including fluoride, including COVID vaccinations, including GMOs, and all vaccinations. People, we must become right-minded, morally sound individuals, getting our thoughts more in line with what God commanded. Get back to basics and understand who we are, what we are, where we are, and who's trying to harm us. I digress. They were talking about a colorless, odorless, tasteless, economical gas to produce the nerve gas, fluorine, one single drop, even when heavily diluted, coming into contact will cause paralysis and possibly death. Within a few days after the nerve gas had been applied, it would be safe for the invading force to enter the contaminated areas again. They would be areas of the dead, but all buildings and machinery would be intact. Of course, the dead machines and buildings would still be intact. The only known antidote to nerve gas is the drug atropine. Atropine. To be effective, it must be injected into the veins of the victims immediately and repeatedly after they have been contaminated. This means of defense is not practical for densely populated areas. Both communist and anti-communist governments have nerve gas. The knowledge that both sides have this gas in quantity may cause both sides to hesitate to use it. Mutual destruction. But it is well known, and a fact, that desperate and ruthless men will resort to any extremes to gain their objectives, and as will be proved, they have never hesitated to sacrifice millions upon millions of human beings, men, women, and children, if by doing so they advance themselves only one step nearer to their ultimate goal. And we see that today, folks. They're going for broke with their COVID communism and doubling down on death. They've even invented things to excuse it away and justify the sudden death of adults and children alike. They call it SADS. SADS, which is just a derivation of the original SIDS, when children were dying suddenly after getting vaccinated with other vaccines in the past. Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, and now sudden adult death syndrome, SADS, because seemingly otherwise healthy individuals, adults, who got the COVID vax are dropping dead suddenly, and they have to justify it somehow. Hey, SADS. And with that, we have a caller holding, our first caller, Andy in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate you taking my call. Hey, so, I mean, you know, this SADS thing, they're doing everything they can to put a cover on the shot. But just lost my train of thought. When you put everything together here, I mean, as far as them destroying the food line and the people, we're not doing anything to stop this. And I think this is something that we need. This is where my biggest concern is about the food, because nobody's going to see this for a while. We're still eating last year's food. We're still eating last probably three years of canned foods and stuff that have been in warehouses and whatnot. And then there's food reserves and stuff, but we're not even coming close to that. But when it comes to this vaccine, what they're doing, there's where my train of thought was lost. What they're doing, they actually came up with a COVID shot for the beef cattle. And what they're trying to do here is they're trying to make sure we get this spike protein no matter how they have to do it. Mm. They're going to give it through us through the meat. Then you got the vertical gardens that are Bill Gates is putting on right now that are, they're vertical. You know, there's several layers of this. And they already said that they're going to compost in an mRNA into that, which is spike protein. So they're going to do that. Now they're trying to replicate human babies' milk, you know, from they've taken samples samples from women that are nursing at this particular time, and they're trying to reproduce the milk. And all this stuff is coming at a particular time when they've destroyed everything else we need. They've destroyed the market for formula. They've destroyed our food line. If you look at it, there's 96-plus businesses that would be in line or part of a processing of the food processing in our country that's been eliminated now. And then as they do that, they're introducing this new vertical farming. And then they're also in the European world over there, they're introducing cricket food. The largest cricket farm has just been put up, and I'm pretty sure we can figure out who's behind that here in the United States. But they also have a cricket farm, and they're even coming up with recipes. They have chefs working on recipes for this "you'll eat bugs and you'll love it" kind of thing. This is really quite intriguing. And the big thing here is, when and where do the American people or anybody on this planet say enough's enough and do something about it? Because I don't want to eat bugs, okay? And frankly, I just came from the store. I spent $78 on five bags of food, five plastic bags of food, $78. Are you kidding me?
Ridiculous.
So the food is going crazy, and it's going to be gone here shortly. So I bought stuff that's perishable because it's stuff I know is not going to be around for a while, nor I may not be able to afford it sooner or later. So I bought, I bought some steak. I bought some pork chops. I bought some hamburger. I bought some hamburger patties, blah, 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 some chicken. But only because I know I'm not going to be able to get it soon, and so I want to enjoy it while I have it. And I might have to enjoy the hell out of it if they turn the power off, because I'll have to be cooking like crazy. So you know how that goes. I mean, this whole world is turned upside down. It's been turned, flipped upside down, as like Fresh Prince would say on that show. It's been turned, flipped upside down. Yeah, no, literally, our world has been turned, flipped upside down. And I'm really surprised at some of the conversations that are being had on radio shows and stuff that's not relevant. I mean, we're really in a food crisis. You just can't see it yet. And I think more people should put more impressions on that. And I really do like your heirloom seed commercial that RBN runs and stuff. That's something people should think about. I mean, there's ways you can grow it off-season. There are vegetables and stuff that will grow off-season and stuff. So people really need to get prepared for this, because what's coming when people are at their end's wits and they need some food? Well, they're going to come for your pets after they eat their pets. And then they're going to come for, they're going to start hunting animals. And we're going to be well over-hunted. There's plenty of rabbits running around my neighborhood now. But, let's say in 6-8 months when the food is starting to run out, I'll bet I'll see a lot less of them. People need to think in that. I'm not trying to scare people, but I'm saying people need to think in that nature. The food supply is being dried up, and it's on purpose. I mean, 90-plus somehow related to processing plants have been blown up in this nation. You don't think that's going to be relevant to 350 million people living here and millions coming across our border each year? So, just a little alert. And thanks for your time there, Chris. Appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate your call, as always, Andy. Don't be a stranger, and may Yahweh bless you.
Thank you. Bless you, too.
Yeah, Andy's right. As per usual, he's a caller to the program in the past. Andy from Texas is correct. And he brought up a very good point that I, maybe dropped the ball on, haven't covered as much on my show, but I know it's covered on others. I'm just going to read I'm just picking up one of the people that are talking about this online. And it's those plants, the processing plants that are being mysteriously destroyed, right? This is from Israel365news.com, and it is 25 mysterious fires at food processing plants across the U.S. End of day's food shortage. 25. These fires are just breaking out everywhere, right? Broke out at Purdue Farms in Norfolk, Chesapeake Bay. They're all over the place. Almost daily now I see them pop up on BitChute on my feed. This is intentional. This is intentional, which means if they are intentionally trying to make it problematic for the food supplies and people eating, it's going to happen. Just like they wanted to shut down everybody with the planned lockdown. There was no freaking virus. There was nothing different, We just had the common cold like we always did, coronavirus. As you can see in the 1989 American Medical Journal, it states coronavirus, the common cold. I literally put that video up on YouTube when I was still on YouTube at the very beginning of this thing, and that was the last, one of the last things I ever posted on, you know, Susan Wojcicki, whatever her name is, the Jew who runs that thing. They took it down. It was just a two-minute video factually pointing with a pencil to the part of the book of the American Medical Journal from 1989 where it shows the coronavirus listed on a table and next to it, common cold. But that doesn't go with their narrative. That doesn't go with their plan from Event 201, October 2019, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where they simulated an exercise to kill off, you know, a large portion of the population with an invented virus and then watch how the economy scrambles and everybody shuts down and how the news would react and how the corporations would thrive from it. I mean, that didn't happen, right? So, yeah, you can imagine what's going to happen 6, 9 months, 1 year, 2 year down the road for these planned shortages and food products not being available, livestock, etc., produce. Yeah, it's going to be very problematic. And they're forcing it. They're forcing these conditions. And what does it all stem from? Wicked man, the agenture of Satan, Lucifer, trying to destroy God's image. What's God's image on earth? You, me. Smile. We get right back into the reading here from Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. I'm on page 25 of the PDF. We may well ask the question, how is the struggle now going on upon this earth going to end? It is doubtful if there is a single living being who hasn't asked this question. It is a question young married couples anxiously ask each other when they debate if they should allow their connubial bliss to bring more children into this hate-dominated world. Be fruitful and multiply. The most complete answer is to be found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 15 to 34. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When you shall see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, he that readeth, let him understand. Then they that are in Judea, let them flee to the mountains, and he that is on the housetop, let him not come down to take anything out of this house. And he that is in the field, let him not go back to get his coat. And woe to them that are with child and give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in winter or on the Sabbath, for there shall be great tribulation such as hath not been from the beginning of the world until now, neither shall be. And unless those days shall be shortened, no flesh should be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days shall be shortened." Sounds pretty serious, no? Christ then proceeded to deal with the problem of the false leaders and the Antichrist, who he foretold would use propaganda to befuddle men's thinking. He said, "Then if any man shall say to you, 'Lo, here is Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe him. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, who shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told it to you beforehand. If therefore they shall say to you, 'Behold, he is in the desert,' go ye not out. Behold, he is in the closet. Believe it not. For as lightning cometh out of the east and appeareth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Wheresoever the body shall be, there shall the eagles be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulations of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall be moved, and the powers of heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven, with much power and majesty. And he shall send his angels with a trumpet and a great sound, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of the heavens to the utmost bounds of them. And from the fig tree learn this parable. When the branch thereof is now tender, and the leaves come forth, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see these things, know ye that it is nigh even at the doors. Amen, I say to you that this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be done. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'll take your call right after the break. Stay tuned.
Prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Thank you very much for listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. We are back, and I am reading. Ugh, can I talk? I am reading from Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. I left off at page 25. Before I proceed, though, I'm going to take the next caller holding patiently. Thank you, Charlie. In Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. I was a bit surprised by that Andy calling in and your comment that you guys are saying that there's right now that there's like 25 food processing plants here in the United States that are on fire at this time, right now?
That have been destroyed already. Yeah. It's been happening over the last couple months.
Oh, gosh, there's more than that.
Yeah.
I think the last time. Yeah. I think the last count I heard it was up over 40 now.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Yeah. Okay, I thought maybe that this was going on right now as we speak, like this weekend, and I thought, oh, my God.
No,
you know, things are really going crazy.
No, thank God.
Yeah, well, it's coming. You know, I don't know how much. I mean, I it looks like to me that it's clear that they're targeting our food supply. Somebody I heard made a comment earlier on one of the other shows, I think it was, and maybe it was your show, but it was that this is a lot like the Weimar Republic was set up, you know, in the early days, before they had the war. Yeah, you might know more about that probably than I do. Yeah. Okay, that's really all I wanted to ask because I was going, oh my God, you know, I've already bought some of that, that freeze-dried food and stuff. You know, I've got a pretty good stockpile, but, you know, people got to stock up on, be prepared for these things. Anyway, thanks a lot. I really enjoy the Commander Carr. You know that. I've talked to you before about him and my experience that I had at the museum over where I actually saw that picture that was able to compare the pictures of Washington and everything. And so I know from firsthand experience that a lot of the stuff that he talks about is true. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to, I mean, it's one thing to read it out of a book. It's another thing when you chase down and research this stuff out for yourself and actually see it with your own eyes. And that's, you know, that makes a big difference in your experience or how you experience this stuff. Another thing is I don't think a lot of people understand it.
You were breaking up there.
I think that's a big...
Can you repeat that?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said another thing is that I don't think a lot of people understand that there's two separate bloodlines out there, you know. They kind of that kind of goes over their heads.
Yeah.
That's okay, well, thanks, Chris. I'll let you get back to the show.
Hey, appreciate it, Charlie. Be safe, and may Yahweh bless you. Yeah, it's Genesis 3:1-5. If anybody's interested in seeing that there are two distinct bloodlines on Earth, and God spoke of it right in Genesis, right in the beginning. And we have another caller holding John in Oklahoma. Hey, John.
Yes, Chris. Yes, Chris. I so much enjoy my Saturday afternoons with you here in Oklahoma. There are multiple bloodlines. Otherwise, Christ would not have called the Sadducees and Pharisees a den of vipers if he meant sinners. There are multiple. You say Zionist a lot. I put to you that you might be using a desensitized or sensitized word. If Satan is going to try and ruin this world, wouldn't he go after God's chosen people first? So
that's
it's not that big a stretch to say that there are his blood, the Nephilim, Raphaim, mixed in, and those are the ones pushing the buttons, pulling the strings, however you'd like to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people get so offended by you tell them the truth. I sit here every Sunday afternoon, and this is my Sabbath. I try and follow. I've read for the last 20-some-odd years the Hebrew Greek Bible in the King James translation for English. I've read Jubilee. I've read the Book of Enoch, the writings of Solomon, his dealings with demons. I have no reason to doubt that these things are going on. And so when you come on and you tell the truth, this is, I'm sitting here cooking for five families because I'm blessed and I live in an area that these people aren't.
Hey, I'm going to hold you over. We got a break, John. I'll hold you over.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Permission.
the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Your bed is killing you. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Did you know more people die in bed than anywhere else? More people die in bed than from car accidents, COVID, or mass shootings. But still, we have entire rooms in our homes just for beds. Beds have been killing people for centuries. Mattresses are freely bought and sold every day without background checks, limits, or waiting periods. It's time for common sense bed control to end the killing. Hospitals and hotels sometimes have hundreds of beds. Nobody needs more than 6 beds max. Mattress dealers should have to be licensed and be required to keep all sales records forever so that we know who's buying all the beds. Oh, and don't get me started on those Amish-built wood frames. You've all heard that dog whistle before. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Arabellum.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are still listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. And we held over caller John from Oklahoma, and it seems like you're cooking for people now, right?
Yes, sir. I do every Saturday. I try and do my best with what the good Lord gives me a benefit of, which happens to be game and things like that. So I smoke and I cook. What I was getting at, and I apologize for my tirade earlier, but you're on point. If the good Lord is going to allow those that fall, he's going to allow even his children to have that temptation. That's free will. So why can people not understand when you use the word Zionist that there are those of God's chosen people that wish evil. They've been polluted by the secondary bloodline you were talking of. I don't understand why people get so upset with you. Anyway, I called in just to let you know you're doing great. I listen. I have for years. As long as you've been here at RBN, this is my Saturday afternoon and the first time I ever called in to your show.
Thank you.
You're doing an awesome job, sir. Please, when it touches your soul and you know the truth, get away from the verbiage, because God allows the evil one to play with words. And look at the word, let's just talk about gay. Okay, when I was growing up, I was born in 66. Gay was happy, carefree, you know, it was a gay evening, fun evening. Now they've changed it. So as they change words, we must try our heart by the word. God didn't mix words in his book. As I said, I've done studies for years in Enoch and Jubilee and the writings of Solomon. And so you're on point, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that, John. Truly.
Well, sir, I know what you're up against. I'm here on an Indian reservation with a bunch of Baptists and Methodists that have nothing but that teaching and that doctrine. So when you try and bring these kind of things up, you're exercised, you're asked not to come back. And so me and my family, and I raised five children, me and my family, we get our God where we can.
I hear you.
But I thank you for your ministry, sir. I'm a sheepdog. I'm not a shepherd. But I know my Lord's voice.
Verily, verily. I appreciate it, Brother John. May he bless you and your family. Don't be a stranger.
I appreciate that, sir. And if you'll say a little prayer that I can continue feeding all these people. The average income where I live is about 19,000 because they're all native and or native bloodline. And they're depending on this going away system, their income. So now they are having to go back to the old ways, and no one knows how. They've been so domesticated. I was blessed enough to have a grandfather that hid his old ways, but I was the only grandson, and so he took me off into the woods and showed me. I know how to make fire from nothing. I know how to make shelter. I know God led me down a path for today, and every of these RBN listeners, everyone is here for a reason. So we all need to just keep the faith, keep listening, and, sir, you need to keep preaching.
Thank you. I appreciate that, brother. I will, as long as I have breath in my lungs.
Amen, brother. Like my brothers and sisters from the military, this is the hill I chose to die on. Amen,
stand
brother.
Strong,
have a blessed Independence Day. I refuse to call it the 4th of July. Have a blessed Independence Day, because God gave us independence the day we took our first breath.
That's right. I certainly will, John.
Amen, brother. Have a good show.
You too. Thank you. Enjoy your meal. And
yes,
I will say it.
I enjoy more serving and looking at the faces of others than eating it myself. I get tired of my own cooking. Anyway,
all right.
Have a blessed day, sir.
Thank you, John. You as well. Yeah, I need calls like that. I appreciate it, John. And, you know, may Almighty Yahweh bless you and your family in all your endeavors, as long as they be in line with his word. And it sounds like you are well on your way. So enjoy that meal, and may they be plenty. Reading right from Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. I'm on page 25 of the PDF. The branch is indeed now tender, many leaves have budded out. We need only one more war in which both sides use atomic and hydrogen bombs, nerve gas. And today, of course, they use whatever they have contemporarily. And we shall have inflicted upon ourselves the abominations of desolation, which shall reduce the human race to such chaotic conditions that divine intervention will be our only salvation. It's always through the Son, we see the Father, Yahweh, and we have our redemption. Today it is common practice for people, especially those who act willfully or unwillfully as the agents of the evil powers, to blame God for the sorry mess in which we find ourselves. The intelligent person will admit that God cannot be blamed. He gave us our free will. He gave us the commandments as our guide. He gave us Christ as a teacher and living example. If we obstinately refuse to accept the teachings and example of Christ, if we also refuse to obey the commandments of God, how can we reasonably blame any agency other than ourselves for allowing the forces of evil to gain supremacy in this world of ours? Edmund Burke once wrote, and this is exactly what came to my mind after I read that sentence, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. He wrote a great truth. The study of comparative religions in relation to the conditions we are experiencing in the world today brings the unbiased student to the conclusion that those human beings who worship God and believe in another life after the death of our mortal bodies enjoy a religion of love and hope. Atheism is a religion of hate and blackest despair, and yet never before in the history of the world has such a determined effort been put forth to introduce secularism into our lives as since 1846, when C.J. Holyoake, C. Bradlaugh, and others asserted their opinion, quote, that human interest should be limited to concerns of the present life, end quote. These advocates of secularism, or secular humanism, were the predecessors of the most recent flock of false Christs and false prophets, Karl Marx, which is Moses Mordecai Levi, Karl Ritter, Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini. These men did deceive millions upon millions of people by working great signs and wonders. They deceived many professing Christians who should have known better. And I suspect we all should know better, just intuitively with our conscience and the divine spark that was instilled upon us. And with that, we'll take a familiar caller, Tom from Utah. Tom from Utah, you're on the line, Tom.
Hi, Chris. Earlier you were talking about fluorine and, how to say, nerve gases. Just wanted to make one comment. Those are non-selective. By all indications, not only practically or even in the scriptures, it appears that the method they want to use to remove you is autocide. That's, you know, suicide. But autocide is based upon your ignorance. You taking yourself out.
Right.
So they keep you ignorant. You'll actually autocide, so to speak. You know, you'll buy into the propaganda, and that will be the method of your, demise or morbidity.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. Look at COVID.
By the way, I had my experience with the COVID back in 63, 64. I had a student carelessly remove a petri dish in which we were culturing Mycoplasma pneumoniae. And I got blood splatter in my mouth, and he got blood splatter in his mouth. We got what we call a gain-of-function event. And he and I both ended up in the hospital for 3 weeks on oxygen. All the way back in the winter of 63, 64. So there's nothing new, like you said.
Yep.
The common cold is the coronavirus. Well, the coronavirus is the debris after the... Mycoplasma has done its job.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's
there's
simple.
Nothing new under the sun, is there, Tom?
Uh-huh. Anyway, now you were referring to, was it Matthew?
Yes.
Were you talking about the, if you're with child, you know, that would be not a convenient time to have this situation occur where you're dealing with the child.
Mm.
And let not your flight be in winter. Well, look what's coming.
I know.
So what was that scripture, literally?
Yeah, it's from Matthew. Let me get it for you. It was Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 to 34, Tom.
Matthew 24, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Since I don't have my sight, it's really, I say, a disadvantage, so I have to try to memorize everything.
Yes, with your sight, I remember.
Anyway, that was what I wanted to point out. Since I'd worked with fluorine gases and nerve gases in the past and had to deal with the consequences of those, but the problem is they're not selective. You put a toxin in the air, everybody that's breathing that air is affected. And,
oh, yeah.
Of course, the aluminum, the elite, they don't want to be breathing poisonous air. So the only way they're going to take you out is through pathology, but through your ignorance.
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, thank you.
No, thanks for calling, as always, Tom. Appreciate your wealth of knowledge and your experience, as always.
Yes, nothing like experience.
That's true. Well, I hope we all can have an experience with our Creator and have a personal relationship with Him, or that's where I find the most pointed truths in my life.
Well, we're at that point where we require mercy, so we have to be merciful.
Yes, that's right.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Yes, and forgiveness, for we will be forgiven.
We have to live harmless before the brute creation. Come to peace with creation, and creation comes to peace with you.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's it.
I appreciate you, Tom. God bless you.
When you're brave, give me a holler.
I know. I certainly will. We will have that conversation, Tom. May it keep you safe. I appreciate all your calls, folks. And Tom brought up a good point. And scripture really comes to life in my life. And, you know, it can in yours too. And it's, you know, your countenance and what you put off into this world. I'm seeing a lot lately with my wife showing me these TikTok videos, and I've experienced it in my own life in the wild and nature. Animals just come up to you like I've never seen before. And, you know, when you're at peace and you're at peace with his creation's at peace with you. Like deer, for example, come right up to you. You know, birds right up to you. Turtles right up to you. Whatever, wherever you are in the world, you know, you can have different fauna, you know, and different stuff, livestock and creation. But we are living in some very, very, very interesting times, to say the least. It's what you do with it, you know, that makes the man. And we have another caller calling in, Mike from Kentucky. You're on the air, Mike.
Hey, after the internet era and able to see news from the Middle East and stuff, when I was in grade school, I got a little tiny red Gideon's Bible, and I think they rigged those for boys because it talks right there. It had Psalms and Proverbs and the New Testament, and it opened right up to a good wife who can one find? She clothes her household in scarlet, that they be not lost in the snow. And it always puzzled me, because all the movies you see about the Middle East, it's all this arid desert, you know, and there's there's no snow. Well, sure enough, there is, and around Bethlehem and northern part of Israel, there can be traffic jams and stuff, and if you get a globe and run along, you know, the, what is that, latitude or longitude? The longitude is the long lines of latitude. Run along the latitude line for, like, Tennessee and Kentucky, and you'll dissect the state of Israel. So the climate there can vary just like it does, you know, in the middle western states of the United States. They can have pretty harsh winters with a lot of snow. But the thing that I called about was the 70th week of Daniel. Have you looked at that? Daniel is sealed hundreds of years before Yeshua, the crucifixion, resurrection, and the destruction of the temple. Revelation was not sealed, and yet at the very end, there's this indicator of when these things would come to pass, and it says, when you see the power of the holy people has finally been broken, then that'll be the fulfillment of that part of Daniel, the very last of it. So,
yeah.
What was the power of the holy people? Or what is, if you might say? It was the ability to take animals and kill them to absolve you of your sins, supposedly sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat. That was fulfilled and basically ended, right? They're constantly, and I think Paul warns a couple of different times of turning back to the shadow and trying to go back to the things, the former things, meaning, you know, killing animals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see where he turned the tables on the money changers and, you know, called them brood of vipers, making merchandise of men's souls, the different accounts, he loosed the animals, then he kicked over the money changers' tables. So, for me, when I see stuff that for all my life has not been pointed out as fulfillment of the story, it increases the credibility and therefore your faith. But
yes.
So much here in the Bible Belt, all this doom and gloom, it's the end of the world, it's, you know, 88 reasons for Jesus to return in 1988, or the blood moons is, you know, the harbinger of things to come. They think for a harbinger to work, it has to occur before, to be a sign unto those that saw it. And the Kufi, Christians United for Israel people, John Hagee had this four blood moons thing out. And he talks about how the four blood moons occurred in 1490s after the Jews got kicked out of Spain. And I'm like, well, if it was a harbinger, it would have had to happen before. And not everybody in the world saw all those blood moons. I mean, only in our modern time are we able to use the internet to actually visually see these depictions of these blood moons or eclipses that occur around the world. I suppose some wise men would have reason to believe a blood moon occurred, but to me, the harbinger would be to the people of the Americas. If you're going to consider the blood moons of 1490s some kind of a harbinger, they got conquered by smallpox and the conquistadors. And they were engaged in some pretty vile practices. If Mel Gibson's movie Apocalypto is at all accurate, they were pretty far afield of anything you would call holy, you know, jerking people's hearts out and killing them and making a spectacle out of it on top of a pyramid. That don't sound like... the last four blood moons, and NASA shows that there's these tetrads occur repeatedly throughout history. They can calculate them all the way back, you know, to B.C., supposedly, before the Common Era or whatever you want to say there. So the ones in this... recent years were made a big deal of because the blood moon occurred on Jewish holy days. Well, a blood moon occurs in the middle of the month when you have a full moon, and that is about the 15th of Nisan or whatever month you're dealing with. So it seriously increases the odds that a blood moon is going to occur on a Jewish
right.
holiday. They always occur
right.
in the middle of the month. Anyway,
yeah.
I just the fulfillment thing there at the end of Daniel, I think is kind of a I don't know, it gets skipped over a lot because it opens up a
yeah.
whole can of worms about what has actually been fulfilled, what has already been fulfilled. When did the resurrection start? And
sure.
are we now when we die? Are we not? If we're in the faith, are we not turned in the twinkling of an eye? That resurrection continues, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Christ was the first fruits of the resurrection. At the destruction of the temple that left him as the way. There's no other way, right? You can't go killing animals to get salvation anymore, or to get any kind of absolution for your sins. Anyway, that was kind of what I called in about. What is your thoughts on that?
I appreciate your call, and I am by no means a theologian. I am simply a brother in Christ myself, know, in Yahweh's word. But I tend to think that yes, like you were mentioning, they put their high holy days, or even you could say they do their sacrificial rites and stuff like that on. They coincided with those blood moons on purpose. They did that intentionally. So yes, they're gonna most of the time fall on those days intentionally, And it's all gonna be, if it's not brought out in His Word and through experience and historicity, then I don't give too much account to it other than man forcing his own will upon things.
Well, there's also the ominous thing. Why does this generation seek for a sign? No sign will be shown to a wicked generation except for the sign of Jonah. So shall the Son of Man be in the tomb or the belly of the earth.
Mm.
And I'm not such a big sign seeker myself. I don't think that's a great idea. I'll talk to
sure.
you later.
No, I appreciate your call, Mike. Don't be a stranger, and God bless you and yours. And I'm going to take the last caller before we end the show. James, you have a couple minutes.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Yourself, brother?
Getting kind of tough out there, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is.
People are kind of depressed, I think. And
it can get that way.
I don't think they're playing any favorites about who's going to live and who's going to die.
Mm.
I think they're going to kill them all. As many as they can. So I'm seeing people of all persuasions. they're dying of cardiomyopathy and what have you, and what is it? Sudden adult death syndrome?
Yeah,
so, anyway, I'd call and say hi.
I appreciate it, James, and you're right. They don't discriminate. They would like to not take out their own, but you see, look at the Edomite ethno state in Israel, there are people dying over there too. So, yeah.
Well, I think this is a military op. I believe the military, whoever's running
mm-hmm.
the military are deeply involved in this whole thing. So, that would be my comment for today.
Hey, I appreciate it. You are not wrong, James.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. Bye now.
Bye-bye. And with that, we are at the end of the second hour. Keep listening to RBN. And do God's will. Go to God. God bless you, America.
People may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandated.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause. cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.